The Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
When the game goes live, the conversation turns up. BetMGM Tonight continues now.
Welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. She's Kate Constable filling in for Brad Evans. Phone number to join the show is 310-840-4910. That's 310-840-4910. Kate, are you worried at all about Shohei Ohtani? After what happened here to him in the last couple of days, he got his ERA raised to over one the other night in Pittsburgh, where he was getting hit hard before his final inning, and then in his final inning was oh so close to getting to going seven strong, gave up a two-run double, and then the bullpen absolutely collapsed. And the Dodgers lost 9-8, so Shohei gave up four runs, three earned runs, a home run, and three walks in 6 2/3 innings. But then after that, Shohei then left yesterday's game early with left knee inflammation, a pinch hitter in last night's 8-6 win for the Dodgers. Now, Shohei did homer in the game, but he did exit the game with knee inflammation. Now, Brian Roberts did say that he is optimistic that Shohei would play in tonight's game against the White Sox. And Shohei Ohtani, not in the lineup for the Dodgers. So, are you a little worried here about Shohei Ohtani that maybe this is the Dodgers are not letting on to something maybe a little bit more serious?
I don't know. Not really. Avoiding the IL, I think, is big. Like, if there was something more serious, maybe he even goes on like the 10-day, but nothing like that. So, yeah, he's not in the lineup, but I don't necessarily think that that means that they're hiding something or this is going to be a long-term thing for Shohei. Maybe he just needs a day or two break and, you know, rest, recover, and get back out there.
Okay. Well, because, you know, again, Dave Roberts said that the move was precautionary. They didn't want to risk him being injured further. He did say he was optimistic Ohtani would be ready to play tonight when they play the White Sox. And Shohei is not in the lineup, was not made available to the media, by the way, following last night's game. So, I don't know. I would start
to I hear knee inflammation than I am.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. So, Kate and Combs, I know, is going to let me have it for this, but I did about 10 post-game shows for the Yankees last year. I did a series a couple of weeks ago. Right after that series, the Yankees got back to the Bronx. All of a sudden, Aaron Judge expressed some discomfort in his shoulder. A couple days later, he's got a stress fracture in his rib, and he's out for at least 2 months. So, yeah, when the Yankees said, oh, you know, the Yankees didn't let on, and they always do this. They do not let on when there's an injury. And Aaron Judge, all of a sudden we find out he's getting treated by a specialist that deals with thoracic outlet syndrome. And all of a sudden, Aaron Judge being out for the season was on the table. Yes, excuse me that I'm being a little bit pessimistic when it comes to Shohei Ohtani, the game's other biggest superstar right now in Los Angeles. So I just, like, the Dodgers right now, they're in a really good spot. They're 44-25. The lineup is hitting after a rough start. The bullpen is starting to come around, but Shohei Ohtani's having a Cy Young caliber season. And if he has to miss any kind of time here, that disrupts his ability to win the Cy Young award, which he is apparently hell-bent on doing. Dave Roberts even basically said that in the beginning of the season. And yeah, it puts a little bit of dent into the sales of this Dodgers season. So, again, I'm a pessimist, but I have reason to be a pessimist when it comes to Ohtani.
But putting a dent in the Dodgers season, this Dodgers team is still fine. Like, Ohtani could miss a little time, and I think the Dodgers would still be just fine in terms of their standing and where they are within playoffs and the division and all that. I mean, they're 8 games up on the Padres right now. So I'm not ideal for Ohtani to miss time. I mean, you never want that, especially with your best player. But I think that they can afford to go slower with him or give him a little extra time. I suppose you could say the same things for the Yankees and Judge last year, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so a couple of years when he smashed his big foot into a big toe into the Dodgers' stupid slab of wood that they had at the base of the wall. Yes. Now, Dave Roberts did tell reporters today that Shohei Ohtani's imaging came back clean, and they expect him to return to the lineup this weekend, and that he's also expected to make his next start on the mound on Wednesday. So, day-to-day, the MRI came back clean, but, again, they did say yesterday that they expected him to be, or they're optimistic he'd be in the lineup tonight, and that is not the case. So I'll believe it when I see it. When I see Ohtani in the lineup card tomorrow, then I'll believe it. When I see Ohtani on the mound on Wednesday, then I'll believe it. Until then, I ain't taking anything for granted. That's for damn sure.
That's fair. That's fair.
Kate, you want to talk?
You'll have to watch from Spain.
Yes.
On Wednesday.
You want to talk a little Chicago White Sox, since the team in your own city is atop the AL Central, five games over 500? I mean,
let's do it.
Murakami's out with a hamstring injury right now, and yet we keep asking ourselves every few days, every few weeks, is this team for real? Is this team for real? Are they going to slow down? When are they going to slow down? I mean, let me just remind you. I know you don't need any reminding, but let me remind everybody else here that the Chicago White Sox in the last couple of seasons have failed to crack the 70-win barrier. 60-102 last year. A god-awful abysmal 41-121 the year before that. 61-101 in 2023. I mean, they're 6 wins away from eclipsing the win total in 2024. We haven't even hit Father's Day yet, Kate. So is this White Sox team the biggest surprise in all of baseball right now? Because we got some other candidates. The Rays are atop the AL East. The A's, only 2 games back in the AL West. The St. Louis Cardinals, 8 games over 500. Are the White Sox the biggest surprise right now in all of baseball? They are entering the night in first place in the AL Central for the first time since the final day of the 2021 season. Are the White Sox the biggest surprise in baseball?
I think they have to be because of all those numbers you just rattled off. I mean, the White Sox have been so terrible over the past couple of seasons. I mean, people here in Chicago, Pat, my husband's a diehard White Sox fan. Like, I'm married into White Sox fandom. And I mean, he stopped watching games, stopped going to games. He had like, half season package, quarter season package, 10 game, whatever it is. Gave up those. Like, no one wanted to go to watch the White Sox. Those games were empty. And now all of a sudden you see fans in the seats there. That stadium is, I mean, dare I say, fairly full on a nightly basis now. And I mean, not only are they winning games, but they're not just beating up on all the bad teams in baseball right now. They're in one of the toughest stretches of their season. They've taken two against Atlanta. That one last night was postponed because of the tornado in the area. And right now, if I'm not mistaken, last time I checked, they were up. No, they were not. The Dodgers are up on them right now, but it's a one-run game on top of the third. Plenty of time left. So, yeah, this is a team that certainly is a surprise to many throughout baseball. And their offense has been phenomenal. I mean, they're not just winning games by one run, 2 runs, a 2-0 win. Like, there are plenty of outings out there where they're putting up 5, 6, 7, 8 runs a game. And I think that's something that is also surprising with the lineup that the White Sox have. In the chat here, Brandon, our producer, Sox have had 11 players make their major league debut. They're not just good, but they have homegrown and a great farm system. Was it Brendan Montgomery that hit the walk-off in his debut? 10th inning?
Braden.
Homer?
Yes.
Like, yeah, Braden, thank you. I knew I had something on that wrong. But, like, those are moments that, like, White Sox fans have not had recently of, like, excitement like that. So, I'm not, like, I'll believe it a little bit more when I see it of them continuing on the second half of the season at this pace. But for now, It's been a very surprising and very fun run to watch for the Southside fans here in Chicago.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, again, it's if you told me that Murakami, who has been the star of this team this year, that he goes down with an injury, you know, and he hasn't played since May 29th, and he has 20 home runs and 41 RBIs and an OPS of nearly 1,000, and without him, this White Sox team just continues to score runs, other people stepping up. Again, Brayden Montgomery hits a walk-off bomb in his debut. Like, I would have told you, no, probably not. That's probably, I don't believe that that's going to happen. And yet, you know, again, I'm looking at all these numbers here in the month of June. Chase Midroth sitting .303. Miguel Vargas has been hot all year long. He's got an OPS over 1,000. Antonacci's got an OPS over 900. Tristan Peters has an OPS over 940. Yeah. Like, it's Randall Grichuk, the ghost of Randall Grichuk is stepping up and smashing baseballs for the Chicago White Sox. And this starting pitching rotation just continues to be solid and gives them good quality starts game after game. And it's not like they're playing pipsqueaks either. I mean, Kate, they've taken the first two. They swept the Braves because that game got postponed last night. They took two in a row from Atlanta. They won a game against Philly. All right, they lost that series. They swept the Tigers. When they played them, like, they've been on, they were 500. And I thought, all right, here is where they're coming back down to earth. And since then, they're 10-5. And most of that has been without their star hitter. So, yeah, I like, they're playing the Dodgers right now, and they're down 2-1 in the bottom of the third. But, I mean, the AL Central is just not that good. And we talked about the Tigers. Can they make a run with Skubal coming back tomorrow? The Guardians have started to figure it out. They're tied for first, or they're half game back, but the AL Central is not that good. Maybe that's why I think the White Sox can hang around and screw around and maybe win this division, because the rest of it just flat out stinks.
That's the caveat right there, is the division that they play in. If they were in a different division, would they be having this type of success? Maybe, but also maybe not. Yeah, you likely would not be atop of the division if you were playing in, I mean, basically any division in the NL, right? Maybe any other division whatsoever. But I think what's very positive for this White Sox team is, like, they're winning in multiple different ways. You mentioned their pitching has been solid, and that's not something I think too many people went into the season thinking that that was going to be a significant bright spot. You have positive run differential. Are you the only team in the division with positive run differential? Like, those types of things. You have young players that are stepping up, so you're getting contributions from multiple different areas. As long as that continues, I don't see why they can't. It would have been a very White Sox thing to kind of fold when Murakami went out of the lineup, but the fact that they haven't done that is, like, kind of out of the norm, which makes me think maybe this is sustainable for them. Again, sustainable within the division that they play in. Elsewhere, I might not feel as optimistic.
310-840-4910 is the number to join the show. We'll come right back. We'll get you some updates on baseball. We got some other things to get to as well, and it's looking like we are going to chat with Michael C. Wright, who covers the Spurs, coming up in 20 minutes, and we'll talk to the former Knick, Chris Childs, coming up at 10 p.m. Eastern. So we got some great guests to talk NBA Finals just around the corner. Come right back. Hang out with us here. I'm Pat Boyle. She's Kate Constable. In for Brad Evans. This is BetMGM tonight on Westwood One Sports.
The Knicks are one win away from their first NBA title in over 50 years. New York can taste it. Up 3-1 in the series. Can they finish the job? Game 5 is in San Antonio. Tomorrow night, Westwood One Sports.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank. Member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Hey, Albert, can you help us plan and budget for a bathroom renovation?
I certainly can. Let me review your finances.
Who are you talking to?
Albert, my AI financial assistant that I can access right in the app. It automates all things finance. Moves money, pays bills, creates personalized alerts, finds savings, and so much more.
Your bathroom renovation financial plan is ready. I found cash you can put aside, and to cover the rest, Albert can get you up to $10,000 fast.
Can you find contractors nearby within our budget?
Here's a list of contractors. Would you like help requesting a $10,000 loan for your bathroom renovation?
Yes!
Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to access Genius. Plus, get up to $10,000 for whatever you need. Just download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to get up to $10,000. That's promo code MONEY.
Empower! Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of.
She worked with Empower and planned for her next move. So she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
When the moments in your life are too important to miss, you can trust O'Reilly Auto Parts to keep you and your plans on the road. Our professional parts people can test your vehicle's battery and even give it a charge if needed. In most cases, we can install your new battery for free. It's just one of the many services we provide at O'Reilly Auto Parts to ensure life's best moments don't find you stranded.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.